Hello, my friends. I'm so thankful that you're with me once again for the Morning Mindset. I'm so thankful to know there are tens of thousands of people, literally every day, who are listening to the Morning Mindset and joining together to set their minds in alignment with the truth of God. My friends, let's start out today with a word of prayer. Lord, help us today to understand your word. Help us to know the truth that will set us free. Today, we have some powerful truths to dig into. We have some powerful things to understand. And Lord, take that understanding and work it into our hearts, where it's part of our identity and part of the way we live. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, we have finally made it to Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. Romans 8 is a massive turning point in the gospel that the Apostle Paul has been describing for us in the book of Romans. Because Romans chapter 8 takes us into the realm of new identity. He begins telling us the truths that God has put in place on our behalf because of our faith in Jesus Christ. Let's not waste any more time. Let's dig into it. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1 and verse number 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Now, if you put on the brakes for a moment and remember where we just came from, the Apostle Paul described this struggle that every one of us can relate to, where the battle against sin in our own lives happens day by day by day by day. And it happens because the renewed us, the new creation Jesus has created, does not want to sin. And yet there's still this residue of sin that's in our lives attached to this human body that's not redeemed yet. And Paul says, we need to understand that distinction because once we understand that we, in our very soul, the very heart of who we are, the core of our identity, you might say, do not want to sin. But we struggle because sin is still present, being a spoiling influence, so to speak. He says, once we understand that, we now have a new place from which to fight the battle. It's a place of identity. It's a place of confidence in what Jesus has done. It's a done deal. So we look at verse 1 of chapter 8 now, and he's unloading these truths. He says, there's therefore now, okay, look at the present tense, now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So he's saying all that sin struggle that we've just been talking about and that battle for sin that goes on and the failure that you experience now and then when you happen to sin because sin has gotten the better of you, he's saying God does not condemn you for that now because you are in Christ Jesus. Your identity is wrapped up in his. You have been set free from the condemnation that comes because of that. And look at verse 2. He says, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. And he's done it all through Jesus Christ. And what does that mean, the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death? Well, the law of sin and death is that because you are sinful and have a sinful identity, you are destined to die, and that death is the condemnation. It's the punishment for your sin. But he's saying now that you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit of life has set you free. Meaning, when you place your faith in Jesus, the Spirit comes and gives you new life. Death is no longer in your future. I'm not talking about human physical death. I'm talking about eternal death, separation from God forever. That is no longer in your future. And Paul sums that up by saying, there's no condemnation for you. Now, we need to know this lesson, don't we? Because one of the most prevalent experiences we have as believers, especially after we've struggled with sin, is condemnation. We feel condemned. We feel wrong. Some people wake up in the morning with a feeling of condemnation hovering over them. And it could be oppressive and deadly in the way that you live and the way you feel about your life. We've got to tattoo this truth on our hearts. No condemnation for me. Say that for yourself. There's no condemnation for me now. No condemnation because of what Jesus has done. My friends, Say that truth to yourself over and over and over every day. Remind yourself of the truth, not what you feel, but the truth. There is no condemnation for me. And when you feel that feeling of condemnation, come against it with truth. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus, thank you for revealing this. Thank you for telling us of the great benefit that you've given to us of no condemnation. Any time we feel that, we can reject it out of hand because we know it's not true. Jesus, help us today to fight that battle based on truth, not based on emotion, but based on the truth of your word here in Romans chapter 8.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.